Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we talk a lot about access to the arts through audio description for blind and partially sighted people. And during the COVID pandemic, we know that many museums have produced podcasts to engage with visually impaired people. Well, Mark Lewis, curator at Tenby Museum and Art Gallery in Wales, has combined all three by producing a series of podcasts describing many of the works of art and exhibits from the museum and art gallery. And we will be sharing a selection of his podcasts here on RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by Mark Lewis to tell me a bit more about the audio described podcasts. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not so bad. Thank you very much. So, Mark, what made you want to start up producing a series of audio describe podcasts for blind and partially sighted people?
Well, we've been wanting to do some work for the visually impaired for a while. We had an RNIB Braille floor plan designed a couple of years ago, which stands outside the museum to allow people to work out where everything's located and where the galleries are. Started doing some podcasts, just normal podcasts, during lockdown. It was one way of reaching an audience who couldn't actually visit us. But then we decided that we could take this a step further and utilise it to make it an audio description for the visually impaired. And the beauty of them is we've had some nice feedback from people who are fully sighted and they actually enjoy them as much. So it's something that we've been meaning to do. And it's a sort of first step towards doing some more work for visually impaired visitors.
For someone who may not know of Tenby Museum and Art Gallery, could you tell us a bit about the museum and art gallery and maybe share some of the highlights from the items that are on display?
Yeah, sure. We're an independent museum. We're the oldest independent museum in Wales. We were established in 1878 and are still going, which is a miracle. It's a museum of various sort of facets. We've got social history, art, contemporary art, fine art, natural history, prehistory collections, an archive, a research library. So it's quite sort of substantial. It sort of tells the story of Tenby and the area through a variety of forms. It's a smallish museum. We haven't got a huge quantity of space, but it's quite packed with information and objects. We have thousands and thousands of objects, many of which are unfortunately in storage. And as the same with most museums, it's a bit like an iceberg. What you see on top is not necessarily what it's all about. Some standout items include, we've got a fine collection of works by brother and sister artists Augustus and Gwen John. We've got a great contemporary art collection, you know, ranges through people like Cuffin Williams, David Jones, John Piper. So the art collection itself is quite substantial and amazing for a small museum. We've also got a wonderful prehistory collection. Our archaeology collection is one of the largest outside the National Museum of Wales. Tells the story of the whole of South Pembrokeshire, not just the Tenby area. So you get an overall picture of the development of the area as opposed to just the town. We have a story of Tenby Gallery, which tells the story of Tenby. It is exactly what it says on the tin, from the sort of 9th century through to the present day. And it's sort of it looks at the development of the town from a fishing town to a seaside resort and how it's sort of the peaks and troughs of the history through the plague and various things. One of our other highlights, it's not on display, unfortunately, but one of the highlights, and if anybody would ever like to come and see, we're happy to take it out, is an early mathematical book by Robert Record, who was born in Tenby and is credited with inventing the equal sign in mathematics.
Oh, wow.
Not being a mathematician myself, I'm not a big fan of his, but you know, he's responsible for algebra and all that, and I've got a bone to pick with him about that. But it's a wonderful book, and it shows the first printed version of the equal sign in paper, in print.
How did you go about choosing the items for the audio described podcast, and were there some that were a little bit more tricky to describe than others?
I sort of selected them on sort of ability to have an audio description with something that could be touched. That was the first thing, because I'm aware from some of the webinars and things that I've attended regarding this that it's not all about touch. The description itself helps with the visualizing of an object along with the touch, so working in tandem. So I wanted to start off by using as much things that were compatible to be talked about and also compatible to be touched when people can actually visit. So I started off with a sculpture, a milestone, a suit of armour, a plate, and these sort of things that are, some of them are available to touch. And I wanted to have that sort of interaction with regards to not just words, but, you know, having the ability to feel as well. With regards to tricky, yes, some were tricky, but I noticed that I'm not actually doing it from the object either, because I'm doing these from home. So I haven't actually got access to the objects themselves. I'm just doing it through documentation and photograph. So it's quite interesting. But I've noticed that I'm looking more closely at objects and seeing things. And I did a Gwen John painting as one of the first podcasts. And I was seeing things in it that I'd never seen. And I've been looking at it for the past 15 years, you know. So it's quite amazing what the detail that you can pick out with it. With regards to trickier ones, it's strange. The trickier one I've noticed, found so far, is one I've recently done, hasn't been broadcast yet, but it's recently done on a sculptural piece. And because it's quite visual, but it's quite odd in its form, it's quite a hard thing to describe. So yeah, I think that was probably the trickiest I've had so far. And it's making them interesting as well, because sometimes you can go off with your descriptions that make it sound quite boring. I struggled with a suit of armor because some of the technical terms were quite tedious, even to myself as the reader, and I was, you know, worrying about what the listener was going to think. So that was the trickiest part.
And it's also good for sort of these podcasts and description to have some of the historical information in there as well. So you're providing a story as well as the description. And I've listened to a number of the podcasts and they sound really good. And I wondered whether you've had any audio description training at all.
Not formal training. I did some work with Vocalize a couple of years ago because they had an art fund project with regards to describing sculptural pieces in museums across Wales. And Tenby was chosen because we've got a wonderful bust of Augustus John by an artist called Fiore de Henriquez, which features on the podcast. So I had the training with regards to writing and trying to format the documents into not mixing and matching. So you've got a mixture of description, then you've got a mixture of personal and a mixture of historical text. So it had that. I've obviously used the Vocalize website and the RNIB websites. There's a lot of stuff you can download with regards to writing, using descriptive words, and you have to sort of use imagination and try into sort of personal experience. So no formal training, sort of self-taught as in most things, but I'm hoping it's worked out okay.
Have you had any feedback at all from visually impaired people?
Not so much as yet. I've had feedback from one gentleman who's losing his sight, still has sight, but is losing their sight, and they enjoyed the one that they listened to. So that's a sign that it's hopefully on the right track. It's a new sort of project. I've only just developed the podcast page just over a month ago. So it's quite a new thing, and I think it needs to gain a little bit of momentum. Hopefully your radio will help us do that and reach a wider audience, because that's what it's all about, really.
Yes, and we will be sharing a selection of your podcasts here on RNIB Connect Radio. But Mark, if people would like to find out a bit more about Tenby Museum and Art Gallery, where can they go to find out more?
Well, we're on the social media pages, the traditional social media pages. We have a Facebook page. If you just type in Tenby Museum, it'll take you to our page, and some of the links to the podcasts are on there. And we have a website which is found at www.tenbymuseum.org.uk.
Mark Lewis, curator from Tenby Museum and Art Gallery, thank you very much for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's a pleasure.